Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1443, Why Selling Things is a Waste of Your Time, by Rose Lunsbury of roselunsbury.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I narrate posts from thought leaders in personal finance every single day of the year in 10 minutes or less. For now, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Why Selling Things is a Waste of Your Time, by Rose Lunsbury of roselunsbury.com. I'd like to start this post with a lovely before and after. The before picture shows a couch stacked high with piles of clothing and boxes. The after picture is the couch, now clean, tidy, and usable as a couch again. Normally, a transformation like this would take several hours, as the client and I made hard decisions about each item. But this one took just 30 minutes. Why? Because every item on this couch was something she had been trying to sell for months. After posting and reposting on buy, sell, trade groups and arranging pickups that never happened, my client had had enough. "I'm donating all of it," she declared. Good girl. I couldn't have said it better. Why? Because selling things is a waste of your time. Almost always, the cost of your time spent selling outweighs the cost of the item itself. Let's imagine you're selling a jacket for $5. You take an attractive, well-lit picture of it, write a description, and post it online, which takes about 10 minutes. Then you respond to several folks who are interested, including those who are NIL, which means next in line for those of you not in the buy, sell, trade know. This takes another 5 minutes. You arrange pickup, try to finagle your busy schedule with the busy schedule of your potential buyer, another 5 minutes. Finally, the day of pickup arrives, and you wait and wait. And finally get a text like, "Oh my God, I totally forgot about the pickup today. So sorry. Okay to swing by in an hour, please?" You're annoyed, but all the excess punctuation and sad emoji faces in this message make you feel kind of bad for this person. Maybe they're under some kind of jacketless distress that only can be relieved by this purchase. So you wait. They finally show up to try on the jacket and decide that while, "Oh my God, I love it," it's simply too tight in the shoulders and they have to pass. You muster the best smile you can manage, chirp, "No problem," through cheerfully gritted teeth, and move on to the NIL to do it all over again. At this point, you are getting paid about 3.8 cents per hour to sell your $5 jacket. Unless you're a textile worker in the Industrial Revolution, this is not worth your time. A better option? Donate it. All of it. Why? Oh, let me explain. Donating is good for your community. Donations benefit nonprofits in your area that do things like provide housing, jobs, and education to the less fortunate. Thus, your donations actually improve the quality of your community. Now there's an investment we can all stand behind. Donating is good for your spirit. There's something about doing good for others that makes you feel good. Dropping off bags of donations should make you feel awesome. You're giving those items a chance to be useful to people who truly need them. Yay for you. Also, removing clutter from your home will make you feel calm and relaxed in Tsukasa. Ah. Donating is good for your taxes. One word, write-off. Or is that two words? Are hyphened words one or two? Ah, the conundrums of English majors. In any case, write those donations off and see the cash money in your tax refund. Hola. Donating is good for your home. A few trips to the Goodwill provides an instant no-cost facelift to your home. Also, it'll be easier to find the things you do use and love when the unnecessaries are out of the way. You may have a few questions, such as, what about garage sales? Could I sell a whole bunch of stuff at once? True, you could. Or you could not. Garage sale revenue is not guaranteed, as it's dependent upon such fickle things as the weather and whether or not my grandma is in your neighborhood. But if you have a lot of items to sell, it's probably a better option than posting individual items online. I recommend doing garage sales under two conditions and two conditions only. Number one, you actually like hosting garage sales. Some people do. If you're one of them, go for it. Number two, you arrange a donation pickup of all unsold items the day the garage sale ends. This is probably the most important part of holding a garage sale. Remember, the goal is to get unwanted items out of your house. If they don't sell, don't put them back in the garage for next year's sale. Donate them immediately to someone who can use them. What about expensive stuff like cars, electronics, jewelry, and antiques? These types of items are among the only exceptions to my no selling rule. If the item is of significant value, by all means, try to sell it. To determine significant value, though, do some research. For example, just because an item is old doesn't mean it's an antique with resale value. Check going rates on eBay or consult an antiques dealer. If your item does have a valuable resale market, it's probably worth the time spent posting, arranging pickups, or taking to a good consignment store. I hope this post made you think about the value of selling items in your home. Would it be easier to just let them go to someone in need? Is the cost of selling really worth it? These are questions only you can answer, and I hope I've provided some good food for thought. You just listened to the post titled, Why Selling Things is a Waste of Your Time, by Rose Lunsbury of roselunsbury.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Thank you, Rose. Fun fact, a little over a week ago, Justin on Optimal Living Daily narrated a post from Break the Twitch with the exact opposite argument, saying that we should stop donating and start selling. It's an interesting counter-argument and the fun of narrating posts like this. We always hear different sides. To check out that side of the story, take a listen to episode 1889 of Optimal Living Daily. I actually just completed Rose's 12-day of giveaways challenge this past December. While I don't have too much clutter to begin with, it amazed me how much I got rid of and proves that decluttering is not a one-time exercise. Our stuff can creep up on us over time. It's a great practice to review all of your stuff at least once per year to make sure your possessions are serving some purpose or still bring you joy. As someone who likes to entertain a lot, I used to think it was fun to have a free stuff shelf. Whenever a friend would come over, I'd invite them to shop the shelf for things they might want or need. While I'm sure some people thought that was weird, the people who have been delighted by my hand-me-downs kept the free stuff shelf alive for quite some time. And if the stuff you want to get rid of is mostly clothing, consider hosting a clothing exchange. I've hosted clothing exchanges on both a small and large scale, and they are tons of fun. Invite your friends to clean out their closets, cart the clothing over to your house, and spend a lazy Sunday afternoon drinking mimosas, listening to music, and trying on each other's clothes. Every time I've done this, everyone always leaves with much less than they brought, and we donate any leftovers. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you for the Sunday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.